Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for your Elon Daily this Tuesday, April 16th. Yes, I always have to look at the calendar when I do that. So our first little discussion, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is from Electric. Electric says that Tesla delivers 35,000 Model 3s to happy few customers. So as you know, not many people at all have gotten Model 3, $35,000 versions. In fact, this is the first report from a reputable source that I've seen that they're actually out in the world. So Tesla has obviously announced that now it's moving away from that. So there was all this, we've got to get a $35,000 version and we wait 3 years. And then they start pulling back on that. And now we know that there's going to be a $35,000 version. And it's going to have some of the stuff software limited. So the range is going to be software limited. So it's only going to be using 90% of the actual battery that's in there. Some of the onboard streaming music services and live traffic visualizations and heated seats are all going to be software limited. So they're actually creating the standard version plus and then software limiting everything and selling it as the $35,000 version. And then we heard, of course, in the last week or so that they're going to take it off the website and hide it so that if you want to get this particular software limited cheapest possible version, you're going to have to, one, know that it exists, and two, then call Tesla. And we're all a bit angsty about it because a lot of us feel that that's a little bit bogus. They should just have it up there as an option on the site for the world to see, particularly in a world where they're basically, you know, a few weeks ago saying we're going to a fully online ordering. And then to remove that seems kind of weird. They said, Tesla said, it's because that the number of people getting their Range Plus version, which isn't that much more expensive, was 6 times the number of people who were getting the really stripped down lowest version. But still, I just think it's bad politics that forever you've been saying we're going to have a $35,000 version and now you're kind of hiding that version because you really don't want to sell it. Almost certainly, because you really can't make that much money out of it right now. I just think if you're going to sell it, sell it. And if you're not ready, don't. Hiding it like this, it just feels weird. I don't know what it is about. It feels weird. Now, I actually think it's a great way to sell the $35,000 version because you know that after somebody saved up and they got their $35,000 version, and then a year from now and they've saved up some more pennies, they're like, you know what? I wouldn't mind another 10% range. You know what? I wouldn't mind streaming music services. And you know what? My buttocks are cold, and it would be really nice to turn on the heated seats, and it's all in there, and all you have to do is unlock it. I think that's great. I think that's cool. I think that's good. I just, you know, wish that they weren't being weird about it. You know, Tesla, they're always being a little weird. And the other thing I want to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is a report from Ars Technica with Elon Musk talking about self-driving. So he did an interview with an MIT researcher by the name of Lex Fridman. It was published on Friday. And Elon goes on to make a number of grand statements ahead of this big event that is coming on April 22nd, which is all about the autonomous driving, full self-driving, the Tesla Silicon, and the rideshare network. And he says a couple of things like this. I quote, "To me right now, this seems game set and over when it comes to full self-driving. I could be wrong, but it appears to be the case that Tesla is vastly ahead of everybody else." Musk told Fridman that Tesla consumers would need to keep their hands on the wheel for at least 6 months or something like that, but he predicted that soon, even towards the end of this year, I'd be shocked, if not by next year, that human beings having to intervene would be bad because that would actually decrease safety. He is saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I've said this many times in the last few weeks, he is saying that they have cracked the code. He is saying that they are vastly ahead of everybody else when it comes to full self-driving cars. He is saying that the revolution is here, that by the end of this year, with the new hardware 3.0, that you will be able to basically have a car drive better, safer than a human. Now, what is not said in there, of course, is all the questions that we have. Better than what kind of human? A bad driver? Better than a 16-year-old who just got their license? Better than a really excellent, safe driver? 10 times better? 2 times better? 100 times better? Elon has always said that you're going to have to be a lot better than a standard human for the regulators to say you can now go smoke your cigarettes and sit in the back seat and not look at the road. So there's a lot still left unsaid, but I'm just impressed by a guy that who has often overpromised, that he's gone back to this overpromise multiple times. I'm really excited about what we see on April 22nd. I don't think I can get it across in my words well enough because I don't have enough of those words to say, if this is true, it is years and years and years ahead of where everybody else is, where everybody else thinks we can be. The big thought leaders in this field have said this is 5, 10, 15 years away, and Elon's saying it's 6 months to a year away. I still can't get my head around that he could be that wrong. Could he be that wrong? Could he be just, again, just completely over-promising? Or do they truly have something magic here? They have the hardware, they have the software, and they've got hundreds of thousands of cars and they're training this. Have they done this? I think we're going to see a much better picture on April 22nd. I don't expect we'll have the full picture. I expect that after we get out of the distortion reality field that is Elon Musk and an event, that we're going to step back and go, and hang on a minute, those cars that were driving around and doing it fully autonomously, were they really trained to do it in that era at that time with GPS locators and all of that stuff? What about we take that car from one of those events and run across over to the other side of the country and drop the car in the middle of city traffic and see how it does? That's the kind of thing that we won't know about, but it will give us some idea. And the fact that, as we talked about on the last Talking Tesla for the patrons, the leases that are coming, they're not going to release those cars at the end of the lease. What happens here in the United States, you lease for 3 years, and at the end of that lease, you can buy the car if you want it at the whatever the valuation of the car is at the end of that lease. But Tesla's not going to do that because they say, we're going to keep them all. We're going to put them on our autonomous rideshare network. So that's 3 years away. So that at least believe by 3 years, they're going to need every single car that is coming off leases because they're going to want them for their fully autonomous rideshare network. So they're sort of backing it up, although they can change their mind. They're sort of backing up this belief that they're that far ahead. I know I keep perseverating on this. I keep going back to it over and over again. But are they really that far ahead? My mind is blown. If truly, in a year from now, let's see, in a year from now that Teslas are truly level 4 or level 5 autonomous, it changes everything. It even changes something as simple as, will I buy a new car? My plan is to get a Model Y. My lease on my S is up early next year, and I was just going to just do without or just lease it month to month until Model Y comes out because that's the car that I really want. Something cheaper, smaller, but still in that sort of SUV format. But if it is really true, if it is really true that they're at the point where the rideshare network can just come and get me, and maybe this is a little premature, maybe they're talking about a few years from now, they'll have enough cars to do this. But let's say extrapolate a few years forward, would I buy a car if I knew that I could just get on my Tesla app and I could have an X come and get me? Or an S, or a Model 3, or a Model Y, get the right size car for what I needed for that trip, would I buy a car? And the answer would be no, if I could do that, because 95% of the time my car sits in the driveway and doesn't do anything. This would be a much better use of the car, and my money would just be to get an autonomous car when I need it. And sometimes I need a big car, and sometimes I just need the little Model 3. It changes everything. I'm freaking out here. We should probably stop this Elon Daily because I'm freaking out. Is the world going to change in the next 6 months to a year? Well, here's another scenario. It's another personal scenario. So I've got a son in college. He's living on campus this year, but next year he's moving off campus. At what point does a kid in college living off campus need a car? Now, in some campuses, you don't need a car. If you're in New York, you just walk around and take the subway. But if you're in a big campus that's sort of further away from things, a lot of parents deal with is like, well, do I get my kid a car and where do you put it? And it's a kind of a hassle and then you got to get the parking on campus. But in a world where there's truly an autonomous rideshare network everywhere at all times, you say like you don't need it most of the time and you can live in an apartment and the car doesn't even have to get plugged in because you just use it to take yourself to school and your buddies and you go to school and then it'll bring you home. And then if you have to go somewhere and come home for the weekend and it's a long way, you just hop in your autonomous car and it does it and it goes charges itself up at the supercharger network. So all of those people who live in apartments where charging an electric car would be very difficult don't have to worry about it because the car just leaves. It just goes, bye-bye, I'm out of here. And it goes charges itself up. Just call me when you need me, I'll be back. I mean, it changes like city living substantially. I should say this, it could make it even worse because instead of anybody taking public transport, they're just going to say, well, forget that, I'm just going to take my own car. It's on the rideshare network, but it could make congestion even worse. Some people have suggested it could make it even worse because all of those people who used to take the bus, if this autonomous car is really cheap and about the same price as a bus, people are going to want to go in their own car and listen to their own radio without all the other people on the bus. So it actually could make things worse, which I think is a paradox. So you still have to have really good, cheap public transport. That's more for a discussion at another day. My name is Mel Herbert. The show is Elon Daily for now, until we turn it into Talk Tesla Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow. April 22nd, we'll get a better idea. My name's Mel Herbert. The show's Elon Daily for now. It's Elon Daily for now. And we might be turning it into Talking Tesla on the Daily. But I haven't decided yet, but I'll tell you soon. Herbert out.